The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On this Tuesday, each Tuesday, of course, we visit with Congressman William Timmons. Welcome in, sir. Hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day yesterday.
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. I remembered what it's all about. I hope everybody else did. It wasn't just a long weekend, like the vice president said. It's a time to remember those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. So I hope everybody reflected on that.
That is for sure, and that's what I have been reminding listeners of this morning and last week headed into the weekend. Have a good time with family, spend extra time with family, but also take a few minutes to remember why you have the day off on Monday, for sure. Let's start with last week's horrible tragedy at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Been a lot of conflicting stories. I understand it takes time to sort these things out. With what we know, is there anything that you believe the U.S. Congress needs to do that could possibly prevent anything like this in the future?
Joey, that's the question I've been asking myself. I've had dozens, if not 100 constituents reach out to me personally about this. Everybody's very upset. And I always begin with, what law, had it been in place, could have prevented this? And I can't get past the fact that the door was propped open. I can't get past the fact that he was outside for 10 plus minutes, that he was inside for 60 minutes, that there's just a lot of things that I think we could do in Congress to make sure that every single school in this country has an armed someone, whether it's a law enforcement or retired military that's also a teacher, that has training, that has the physical capability to create a deterrent threat. And we gotta secure our schools. The fact that somebody can walk up wearing body armor with an AR and get into the school unimpeded, that is just outrageous. It's just outrageous. Yeah. The DOJ investigation is going to give us additional information, but at the end of the day, we need to prioritize making sure that our kids are safe. And, you know, people keep talking about background checks and the Charleston loophole. None of those bills that are in Congress that everybody talks about would have done anything to stop this.
Right.
Obviously, the threats he made on the internet are just incredible. The fact that nobody did anything. There's just so many moments where we could do something to make our schools safer to have prevented this. But, you know, everybody wants to talk about expanding background checks and making felons out of people that are giving guns to their loved ones in times of need. I mean, we got to be intentional about policy, and we got to look at it from the perspective of what law, had it been in place, would have stopped this. And
I was just going to say, you're exactly right, Congressman. I mean, we could do everything that Joe Biden and the Democrats have called for over the past few days after this horrible tragedy, and none of those would have prevented the series of things that went wrong on that day. I mean, who would have ever thought that a school teacher, from the story that I am hearing, is that the reason the door was unlocked was because one of the teachers had gone out the door. She had propped it open because she had left her cell phone in her car, and she wanted to go out and retrieve her cell phone. That's why the door ended up being open to where he could walk in. There's a whole list of things.
It's not hard. There should have been a sensor on the door, and the door, the second
Thank
it was
you.
Open, should have triggered an alarm that would have caused someone to come and look at it. Because at the end of the day, if you go up to any school in Greenville or Spartanburg County, you're not going to be able to get in the building. I've done a bunch of school visits. I mean, it is incredibly safe. It would be impossible for this to happen if the correct protocols are in place. With just physical security, ignoring
exactly.
the potential of a deterrent threat of an armed teacher or school resource officer, ignoring that deterrent threat. But again, I mean, law enforcement was there for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
and waited.
60 minutes.
Yes.
I don't understand that. I don't understand. we need to do better. We have to do better. I'm open to any and everything. We just gotta say what would have stopped this, and start there and work our way back. But it is a horrible, horrible tragedy, and I know that many of my colleagues will be looking to find a way to make sure it doesn't happen again. We keep saying that, but at the end of the day, having an armed teacher or an armed law enforcement, school resource officer, whatever you want to call it, in every school is not hard. I mean, it's just literally, it's just money. You're paying people to, and you don't have to put a law enforcement officer in every school. All you have to do is say, all right, any teacher that wants to, you have to go through this training and you have to meet these standards. And if you meet these standards and go through this training, you will be carrying in school, and we will pay you more, and we will pay you more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of ways we can fix this. We got to put our heads together and figure something out, because it's happened far too many times.
Well, you know, so often the president and the Democrats, their talking point is we need to talk common sense gun control. We need to talk common sense school safety. We need to talk about things that would really work in a situation like this. It's sad. It was sad yesterday to watch some of the first funerals. Some of the 911 tape was released over the weekend to hear those little kids calling 911 because there's literally their classmates are lying dead across the room from them. There's the shooter in the room. It's just all horrible. But we can't let this, we can't have an emotional response as Joe Biden is, and start banning not only long guns, but yesterday he talked about 9mm. I mean, 9mm handguns are the most popular gun that is sold in America. So it's all crazy. But moving on from that,
Let's just talk about the bans real quick. So the problem is twofold. One, that's not going to stop someone from getting an AR if they want to. There's millions of ARs right now. But the other thing is, what are you going to do to the person that has, you know, a couple of ARs? I mean, you going to make it, are you going to force them to give it back to the government? Are you going to buy it back from them? What happens if they want to sell it to somebody else because they are down their luck and they want to sell one of their guns? You're making them a felon. Like, they're not going to not sit. You're not going to stop the transfer of weapons with any kind of a ban. All you're going to do is criminalize every single American that owns a gun that isn't going to sell it back to the government. That's just not going to happen. So we got to stop talking about things like banning things, because that's just not going to work, and it's never going to get the support necessary past Congress. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that we can't do anything. There are a lot of things we can do to make sure this doesn't happen again. Just one of those is not banning things.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I have no idea how you gather. And let's forget about the so-called assault rifles that they love to talk about. Again, when the president introduced the idea of 9mm, how do you round up all of those guns? I mean, quite honestly, Congressman, I'm not going to voluntarily walk in and hand them a box full of my guns. And it makes no sense, but that's the narrative that they always come back with when we have an event like this.
Well, everybody can rest easy. We will not be banning any guns, but, we do need to create good policies that will make sure this doesn't happen again. And I hope that we can work together to figure that out.
Yep. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. Have a great day, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Look forward to it. Be well.
Sure thing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.